So, as we do every single Wednesday, we bring it up at the top of the hour before we get to the end.
I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
We brought up on the text line earlier. It's kind of lengthy and wordy, so I just want to be as clear cut as I possibly can. Would the opinion change on one of these two athletes more if Darren Peterson took Kansas to the Final Four, or if the Chiefs couldn't get a running back in the offseason because of franchise tags, too much money, and they ended up drafting Jeremiah Love? And the reason I say Jeremiah Love, nothing to do with his, you know, obviously his personality or his who he is as a person. There's just a lot of people that are like defense or wide receiver or defense or defensive line or defense and don't want to take a running back ninth overall. Could be a possibility. Would your mind shift towards like, you know what, actually, I'm not super pissed about this pick. I'm not even like pissed about this pick. I think he can be okay because I listened to, you know, Mac Morey say he can, you know, take a home run hit against a light box. He can also take a home run hit against a loaded box. And that means there's more defenders up front when it's loaded. That means there's less when they're away. And the Chiefs obviously see a lot of light boxes when it comes to Patrick Mahomes playing quarterback, but the Chiefs have never seen Patrick Mahomes get injured the way he did in this offseason. And now we bring in our guy, Matt McMullen of the Kansas City Chiefs. And Matt, how important is this offseason, not only for Brett Veach, but maybe for Patrick Mahomes?
What's up, guys? Well, first of all, good morning from beautiful Indianapolis.
Did you run up the expense account yet?
Well, it's getting up there for sure. Not cheap to eat in this city. We've already had the whole St. Elmo's experience where you get like two shrimp cocktail and a steak and it's like $1,000.
Jeez.
Who picked up the tab?
You know, we'll see about that one. It's kind of a collective effort.
Who's got the alligator arms and who's reaching for the tab?
Yeah, you know, I'll give a shout out to Jason, one of our guys that does the franchise. He was quickly trying to get some points on his card for that one. I think he's trying to plan a vacation in the future and racking up some points here. But yeah, it's been great. This event's always a lot of fun just because it, like the whole NFL world comes together for a few days. And for me, you know, we're trying to turn the page to next year. And this kind of really feels like the beginning of next year and the beginning of getting back on track. This offseason, I think, is a great opportunity. And to your point, Dusty, it's an opportunity to set this team up, not just for next year and to help Patrick Mahomes out next year, but to set this team up for another 5, 6, 7 year run. And I think that begins right now. So I'm excited about this opportunity, just a matter of seizing it.
So what do you think they're going to do at number nine? Like, where are you leaning as just a dude, man? Like, you're looking at number nine, like, what would be the perfect pick for Matt McMullen?
Yeah, well, I think it's difficult to answer that right now because there's so much stuff that still has to happen. I think the next few days are big because our front office executives, Brett Veach, the whole crew, they've been working on these prospects for months and months and months, and in the area scouts case, years. But this is their first opportunity to really sit down with these guys and kind of figure out what makes them tick. I think that's important. You get medical information here. That's important and informs your decisions. But I think also how free agency goes will inform a lot of how the draft weekend goes, because if you're able to supplement your roster and put yourself in a position where you don't have a glaring need, like you have to take a certain player. I think about last year, for example, like left tackle was an obvious spot. This team needed to get better. Well, we didn't just count on hopefully getting Josh Simmons in the draft. They went out and got Jalen Moore, and then you take Josh Simmons, and that's kind of a luxury pick there. I think a similar thing will hopefully happen this year where the Chiefs will go out in free agency and give themselves an opportunity to really take the best player available. Long way of saying, looking at this draft, depending on what happens in free agency, a player I like a lot right now is Caleb Downs from Ohio State, a safety, just because he's like a do-it-all kind of player. I think if you look at most of the great defenses in the NFL right now, they have a player like that. Like, look at Seattle with Nick Imamori, a guy that can obviously cover, but he can cover tight ends. He can be physical at the line of scrimmage. He can blitz off the edge, cover the slot, stuff like that.
And so, did all that as a rookie too, Matt.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think Caleb Downs is kind of like a ready-made player. Now, do you take a safety that high? I don't know with the positional value, but here in February, when there's still so much work to be done, Caleb Downs is a guy that I like a lot.
Yeah, that's a good one. Obviously, I'm a fan favorite of his as well. And you know, Kuiper has him going number two overall. He's wrong about life. So I just want to know, like, from your perspective, because I do believe and really believe that, like, Justin Reed leaving, the organization knows they made a mistake by letting him kind of walk out the door. They misread that one for what he truly meant to the defense. Can Caleb Downs downs be that guy that comes in and replicates kind of that field general that Justin Reed was that really wasn't out there last year?
Well, I think this time of year is when you figure those things out, right? I think the interviews here are so important because there's two different kinds. You have the formal interviews where you have the players that they have 20 minutes with the front office and the coaching staff to answer any and all questions, and the informal interviews, which is kind of just like organized chaos where everyone's in a big room, like a mixer, and you can just go up to guys and talk to them for a few minutes. But do you make the most of that time and kind of figure out what these guys are all about in the 20 or 15 minutes that you have? And I've been asking some of our front office guys about past combines where there are situations where you met a guy and you're like, hey, this guy is a chief. And for our people, they say you can really find out in the first couple of minutes if they're going to buy into our culture and be what we're all about. And talking to Mike Brabway in our front office, he was saying, you know, when I met Creed Humphrey for the first time, like right away, I'm like, that guy's a chief. Trey Smith, similar thing. Nick Bolton, similar idea. So I think a lot of those questions about leadership and the intangibles, they get answered this weekend. As much as we make the whole thing about like the 40-yard dash and the vertical jump, I think if you ask anybody who works in an NFL front office, the interviews are way more important than whatever someone does out there on the field this weekend.
Talking to Matt McMullen, who is live in Indianapolis for the NFL Combine. Matt, you kind of mentioned a little bit of what I wanted to ask you, because everybody kind of has their niche when it comes to the Combine. What, outside of maybe hearing these young men talk before they go into a league where they will be asked to talk almost every week or Sundays, what kind of sticks out to you the most now that you've been doing this for quite a while? I mean, you're no young chicken in this thing anymore. You're kind of a vet in this field. Like what opens your eyes? Like, I know a lot of people will go to the 40-yard dash, but what does Matt McMullen, when he goes to these combines, what does he look for first?
Hey guys, I turned 33 on Friday. Okay.
Hey, happy early birthday,
yeah, grandpa.
Hey. Thank you. I know, right? You know, there's been times where the combine works out where it's over my birthday, and I'm not a big birthday guy, but still, like, being in Indianapolis, like, by yourself for work during your birthday is not always the best, so I am glad I'll be home by my birthday. But to answer your question, for me, I think it's about how these guys handle their media sessions. I know that's not a huge deal, but to your point, I think if you're going to be a high-profile player, and certainly a guy taking a 9 as a high-profile player, I'm curious how you handle all of the attention. And I think what's kind of interesting about the whole like transfer portal and NIL world that we live in now in college football is a lot of these guys are kind of seasoned pros in terms of how they handle all that stuff already. And in a lot of ways you wonder how maybe 10 years ago, how a player will handle himself if he all of a sudden is a multimillionaire. Well, a lot of these guys coming into the league already are already multimillionaires, and they already know how to spend their money. You kind of see how they handle that situation. And same thing with being scrutinized by the media. If a player is playing at a big-time program and maybe transferred in, like we see so much now, and got a big NIL deal, how did they handle all the scrutiny that came with that? And I think that actually prepares guys for the NFL. I mean, some handle it really well, some don't. And you have a real-world example of how they dealt with that whole experience, which I think is interesting. So I think it's kind of a continuation of that. Obviously, all the drills are interesting. Who's going to run the fastest 40, have the highest vertical jump, all that stuff. Like, I think that's interesting. But I'm really interested in how these guys carry themselves, because especially early on in the draft, all these guys are good. They're all good players. We know that. So who's going to carry themselves the best, and who can be the best person to plug into this team right away and get us back on track?
So what is the craziest, most insane, fun rumor you've heard so far? Because it's a lot of spewing nonsense out there this week.
I'm probably the wrong person to ask for that. It is funny how when you walk around here, because the city is big enough to host this event, but it's small enough that just about everywhere you look, you see someone that you're used to seeing on TV or a coach or, you know, whatever it may be. So if you go out to the restaurants around here, like we were joking around about earlier, or any of the bars or anything, you walk in, you're going to see about 50 people that you know. So if anyone's interested in learning some NFL rumors, just come to Indianapolis and go out to a steak dinner, and you'll probably overhear the craziest thing ever, just a booth or so over. But I'm not sure I've heard any crazy rumors yet. I'll keep my ears peeled.
Last one here for you, Matt. Mahomes is getting older too, just like you. Are they still saying that quarterbacks make the Mahomes type of throw, or have we moved on to somebody else's name that gets used now?
No, I think Patrick will be the standard for a very long time. Where every single time they see a player that makes some kind of off schedule, off balance throw. It's like, this guy is the next Patrick Mahomes. My answer to that is there is one and only Patrick Mahomes, and there will never be another one. And we're very fortunate to have him in Kansas City. But like I mentioned earlier, with him coming off the injury, this whole offseason is a great opportunity to set him up for success. And one thing that Brett Veach talked about yesterday is he really emphasized the need to establish an explosive running game this year. And that helps Patrick for a variety of reasons. Obviously, he hands the ball off. A guy breaks off a 40-yard run. That's good. But one stat that I dug into a few months ago is we had the fewest passing yards on play action of any team in the NFL last year. And I think one of the reasons behind that is because if our running game wasn't explosive, I don't think our play action game was forcing linebackers and safeties to creep up, right? They were just playing the pass. I think if we can get an explosive running game next year, which I think is definitely doable this offseason, it's going to help this team exponentially, and it'll help Patrick Mahomes exponentially, especially coming off the injury. So I think that's one of my top priorities right now, finding an explosive running game. Obviously, want to improve the defensive line and the pass rush as well. But finding an explosive running game this offseason, I think, is one of the top priorities, and Brett mentioned that yesterday.
Well, Matt, we appreciate you keeping us as one of your top priorities and joining us.
Thanks, Matt.
Anytime, Matt. Take care. Enjoy Indianapolis and enjoy the gossip around all the rumors.
Appreciate you guys. See ya.
That's Matt McMullen there joining us on 96.5 The Fan for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Jeremiah Love, number 9, Chiefs.
Trying to tell you, coming up next, we've had a moose, a rally mantis, and now we've got a rat. That's right. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for the Kansas City Royals.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.